see if I'm logged in. I am. I'm logged in. Hey. Welcome to our Friday night chat. Seems like a while since we've had a Friday night, you know, BSP chat. We had a we had our Facebook Live last week, but we did not have our BSP chat. So I'm happy to be with you guys. It's good to be with my people, you know. As Dennis Hopper said to Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now, he's with his people, man, okay? So anyway, Ben, MD Philfan, Wacy, Brett McLaughlin, Ben, MD Philfan, Wacy, McLaughlin, L. August, Rusty Bryant. What's up, Rusty? So Rusty's with us for his first time in the BSP. What city are you in, Rusty? Or what zip code or what U.S. territory? L. So all the regular folks are here. Jeff is with us. I got your picture, Jeff, today on Facebook. I think that was you, yeah, with your Phil Hendry gear. So anywho, here's Richard. I want to get some, not that I mind you guys, but let's get some new BSP people in here because I know we've got new subscribers. I suppose it's probably a difficult task. A lot of people are just, I know that there's people out there that are sitting back and just reading and listening and wondering,
I'm not sure how I'm supposed to interact in this shit. I mean, do I just type shit and then he says stuff?
I don't know. Ben in Dubai is with us. Rusty is in Ocala. That's kind of tough, man. But no, you're not listening to me on WTKS because I'm not on WTKS anymore, man. I'm completely digital. Although, thank you for the thought. If I am on WTKS right now, please do let me know. Michael Crosley. Yvette is with us. Been away for a while. Says, Yvette, you lost your husband. What do you mean you lost your husband, honey? I hope you're not saying the worst there. I'm sorry you lost your husband, but I hope we're not talking about the the ultimate there. August is with us. The humid nightmare of Pensacola. You know what, brother? Sooner or later, it's humid everywhere. Like the song says, you know? It's humid all over the world. Pardon my voice. I'm in a better mood now that I've been drinking a little bit of the Hornitos, but I was in the shittiest mood this afternoon. Not angry. I was so disappointed in myself. I'll tell you about it in a second here. As I drove in, here's Apathy 2673 in Denver. Wacy with us. Herb Sewell has a few BSPs in his basement with their nuts hooked up to a car battery. So that explains a few of the absences. No question. So today, I got a audition that I was sent to. And I had an audition, and I went to Paramount Studios on Melrose. And I felt so confident. I had the lines down. I had the character down. I knew what I wanted to do with the character. I knew. I was down with it. You know, I was so fucking down with it, in fact, that when I went in, and I went upstairs to the audition room, and I saw Steve Agee there. I don't know if you guys know Steve Agee, the comic. He was there. He was auditioning for something, I think, in the same show. And I had a very comfortable conversation with him, and I just talked to the guys. I was very loose, felt fantastic. And then I hear, Phil? I go, yeah. It's kind of like going to the dentist, only it's not as bad as the dentist. You're going in for an audition. So I walk into the room. Now, if you've ever played baseball, you know that when you get into the box, you get settled in. Anybody that's ever played baseball, you know, you get into the batter's box and you settle in. You kick the dirt around a little bit. You get your feet. You get the cleats dug in. You take a couple of practice swings and you get set. Well, that's kind of what you do with an audition. You get into the room and you just take your time, say hello, and then you kind of take a moment. You orient yourself. Did I do that? I didn't do that. I don't know why I didn't do that. I have no fucking idea in the world. I had every bit of I'm probably more confident going into this audition than any other fucking audition I've ever went into. But when I hit that room and I saw all those people, and it's not the first time I've seen all those people. I always have like 9 or 10 goddamn people there from the network and the studio and all this shit. I just fired right into it. This is Phil Hendry. Hi, how you doing? Hey, great. And I put my coffee down and I started. I didn't get, you know, like the old baseball analogy. I didn't get set. I didn't get, you know, settled into it. I just fired into it. And it was just fucking terrible. It was terrible. I mean, I walked out of that office. I just got to my car. I didn't want to know from anything, you know. I was so bloody disappointed in myself. So understand, I guess, not that I'm telling you guys anything you don't know, but I'm going to tell you, man. It really hacked me off because I don't think I've gone into an audition feeling as confident. I know a lot of it has to do with the classes I'm taking from Robert. Anyway, that was my day. I hope yours was better. It was hotter than fucking L.A. today, which is not a bad thing. I'm back here at the beach. It's a beautiful thing. So Bernie G is talking to Baker here. We got Frank. Where are you at, Frank? Where are you typing from? MD Phil fan, Carla Hiker, everybody's saying hello to each other, so nobody's listening to my ass, except for the people that are not logged in, who are just sitting back and who are not joining the chat, I should say. I know that you're sitting back and you're enjoying. Baker and Bozeman, happy Friday to King Philip and my BSP brethren. So there's Baker. Oh, Jeff, there was the other Jeff in Sacramento. Sorry, Jeff. I mix you guys up sometimes. Baker says Jeff says Baker and Bozeman so that we are not mixed up. Baker, I got your picture today of you with the what did you have, man? Oh, the mug, yeah. Wacy, Yvette, you are most welcome, and Phil has brightened shitty days for me as well. Yvette, what happened? did we find out what you meant by losing a husband? We found out he had cancer. Oh, my God, honey, I'm sorry. Yvette, I'm so, so sorry. So I would encourage all of our BSPs to give Yvette a little love tonight. What can we do, Vivette? Can we fly to L.A.? We don't have vacation in L.A.? Can we fly out here and you don't have to hang out with me. You can just come out and lay by a swimming pool. Where are you at? Are you up north? You're in Sacramento? You're in Washington, D.C.? Or not D.C. You're in Washington State? Is that where you're at? Yvette, I'm so sorry. I won't make a big thing out of it because I know you probably don't want me to, but Carla now weighing in. Her husband had brain surgery. Jesus. Mike, hello, Mike. Mike's in Greeley, Colorado. Conan with us. Hey, fellas, ladies, checking in late tonight. No, you're not late, Conan. You're only like, you know, a few minutes. How you doing, Conan? Where are you at? Andy, good evening. My PHS mousepad form 2003 is getting a little dirty after 15 years. Oh, you have a Phil Henry Show mousepad. Well, you are something, because I ain't got that, man. I don't think I do. The last mouse pad I had with anything on it at all was a Ouija board. Need a new one to purchase. Jealous of a beautiful California evening from Detroit. how's the evening in Detroit, man? Because the California evening's actually pretty nice tonight. We finally got summer. Because out here in, it's 113 in Vegas, says Cleveland Frankie. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I like to hear, man. When I know that it's over 100 degrees in the desert, I know the summer has begun. You know, and there ain't no fucking stopping it, man. So, and one of these days, Frank, I'm going to get up there or back out to Vegas and play some golf in that 100-degree heat, which I've done. And I actually enjoy it because, A, the golf course is empty. There's nobody else on it. B, it's actually very survivable if you have a lot of water. And C, once you have had your water, you can start in on the beer. So it's a very pleasurable afternoon. Bernie G. August, Mr. Henry, hey, I never had had it that humid there. I lived in L.A. for 3 years. The weather's beautiful compared. You singed my best of CD out there. Oh, I signed it. I singed. August, are you in Pensacola? Is that what you were saying to me? Rusty is here. Hey, Bernie, who do you drive for? Yvette is talking to us about her husband. I am so, so sorry to hear that. Richard got to run, everyone. Oh, so Richard was here for 5 seconds. Now he's leaving. You know, I should not even acknowledge you guys. What was that? Marty, hey, Phil, I somehow got charged twice when I renewed my BSP this month, and I... No, you don't send it to support, brother. You send it to service. But I will forward this on to service. And I'm sorry about that, Marty. We're really on it at service. And I'm gonna forward that on to to Jane over in our service. So you got charged twice. You're having no luck getting a response. Yeah. It's not a problem, Marty, but it's you got the wrong address. It's service at philhenryshow.com. Bernie G's in Barstow tonight. Where were you last time, Bernie? You were in... I talked to you last week or sometime. You were close... Were you running between L.A. and San Francisco? Bernie sent us the Harris Ranch stuff. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook, but... Harris Ranch is the famed truck stop between L.A. and San Francisco on 5. And I had been talking about it, and Bernie has been there and sent us... a link showing the... Actually, you sent us something, Bernie, that showed 5 famous rest stops between in California, between L.A., San Diego, the desert. Anyway, Harris Ranch is up near Coalinga, I think, if you'll pardon the expression. And it's pretty good, man. They got good burgers, good steaks, good this, that, that. And they have an airfield and whatever, you know. Everybody says to me the same thing.
Have you been to Harris Ranch?
No, they have the wonderful blooming onion. They have the, oh, yeah, the fucking blooming onion. So Richard says, you got to run. I just want to say hi. Have a great Father's Day. Okay, Richard, see you later. If you can't stay more than 5 minutes, man, we are never again going to mention your name. I'm joking. Have a good Father's Day, Richard, even though you're not a father that you know of. The Don McDonald is in Spokane, Washington. Yeah. Wasey says, I only sing Merle Haggard songs at karaoke. Good idea. Cody, Bernie G., damn it, brother. I totally let you down playing pool. I got busy and forgot. Who else is playing me pool on Facebook? Bernie and I had a game going that the only worse player in the world than Bernie is me. So, Jesus. Fretbuzz, Phil, what do have a favorite music genre, blues, rock, jazz, etc.? My favorite music? I'd say blues is the only genre of the ones that you mentioned that doesn't let me down. You know, in other words, everything I hear, I generally like. As opposed to, there's a lot of rock and roll I don't like. There's a lot of fucking jazz I don't like, so. Bernie G, Phil, the pool game is fun if I could stop fucking up my shots. Dude, you ain't fucking your shots up. I'm fucking my shots up. You were kicking my ass. Bernie's already beat me like 2 games straight. He was kicking my ass, and all of a sudden, his game went south. Here's Melissa. Phil, any news on a Phil app for Android iPhones? I only download and listen on my phone. It'd be nice to get the live feed on an app, too. You know, Melissa, we do not have an app either for Apple or for Android. So Android and iPhone are both kind of in the same ballpark. You have to go to the website, which I have to do, and... and do the do and the funky chicken, too. Here's philhenryshow.com on my iPhone. And it's a fantastic picture. It's but an app, I'll tell you this. I talked to Shane about it earlier this year. And, you know, it's something we actually said, yeah, let's do it. The problem is, you know, I would like to have an app because I would like to come. I'd like to get up there and compete with some of the other apps that are always constantly, incessantly being... drilled into our heads. The thing of it is the following, Melissa. You can use an app, but once you get to the website, you're still going to have to log in. So there's not a whole lot different. I suppose there could be some different things in terms of what we offer, but you still have to log in, you know? Meaning, essentially, the following. It's not too much different from a bookmark. Except, wow, I can go directly to the archives from my app, but guess what? I got to log in. I can go directly to the video, but I got to log in. I can go direct. Oh, the app is cool. I can go directly to this, that. I still got to log in. So we didn't really, and we're trying to figure a way to do an app where we don't have to share revenue with Apple. Now, someone said to me once, well, do you want to share, you know, you want to share, what was it? 100, something like 0% of 100 or... It was some bit of math that he probably was right, but I just scoffed and said, fuck you. No, basically saying, If you want to share 50% of 100 or 0% of 0, and my response to him was, having dealt with large companies and their revenue sharing, I'd rather deal with all my fucking money, because it may sound good, but it ain't. Speaking from experience, unless it's a really good deal, and Apple, it ain't a good deal. I think Apple gets, it's not 50-50 with Apple, man. You get like 10% or some shit. They keep the majority of the money. If I'm wrong, correct me, but I don't think I'm wrong. Melissa, okay, thank you, Melissa. And it's good to talk with you, Melissa. It was good to have you on our BSP chat last week on our Facebook Live. Frank, I'm teeing off at Reflection Bay, Lake Las Vegas tomorrow. We need a fourth. Wish I could, brother. So what's that like, man? Reflection Bay. Sweet. Are you watching the U.S. Open, Frank? I saw today, and I only have one U.S. Open comment. Jason, who was it? No, the other kid, Scott Casey? The guy gets a quadruple bogey, and it looks like his day is fucked. He's got a quadruple bogey on one of the holes. I think it was the back nine, and then proceeds to birdie the next four holes. So I got a tip of the cap to the kind of golf that a guy like that can play, because I can tell you right now, that's clutch. August, where is Christian tonight? Bernie G, Baker, yes to your question. Baker and Bozeman, who's speaking to James Kaufman. Looks like we're in for a nice weather weekend tomorrow and Sunday. Oh, both those guys are our Montana brothers. Actually, it was service at Phil Henry's show. Well, I will go ahead and send it again. All right, man, we'll see what we can do, Marty. There's a whole lot of stuff you're writing here, and I don't quite, I'm not quite getting it, but I'll see what I can do for you, my brother. Marty is talking about an app and all kinds of shit. I don't know, what's going on with your thing? What it was the... charged twice? Okay. Let me send your email along right now, just to make sure that... I don't know if Jane's watching or not. Probably not, but... I am sending your email along right now. Bloody hell. And I'll put under the subject, some dude pissing in... No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'll just put Marty. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens, brother. All right. I got invited to a wonderful party on July the 1st. One of my castmates at F is for Family, Mo Collins, who you guys may remember from Mad TV. She's really funny. Her and her husband are having a kitchen warming party because they just redid their kitchen. And I can't go because I am having dinner that night with my chums, my high school chums, which we only get together a couple of times a year. The last time was for the Derby, and now we're going to get drunk at some restaurant in Pasadena, and I don't know. Here's Bryn McLaughlin. Oh, wait, Bungholio. Why are we doing this during chat? Bungholio is asking. Frank, Andy, thanks, Phil. Thanks, pal. Bryn, actually, the shrimp word was used for U.S. audiences. Paul says, if you count the legs, so... Bryn and James are talking about why a shrimp on the boat. Rusty, I think Margaret would have an issue with birdied the next four holes. Probably. What was the thing she didn't like? She didn't like the whole idea of, it was at Thanksgiving. I don't know, some term at Thanksgiving, like, you know, sharing a... whatever that fucking thing is that squeezes the goddamn gravy. I don't like that at the Thanksgiving table. All right, so Michael Crosley, putt out. Yeah, what are the golf terms that are like vulgar, you know, like slightly... The funniest thing I ever heard on a golf course, which many of you have heard the same thing, the funniest thing I ever heard was, I think I told you, I was golfing one time, and I heard the Swede, I was golfing with the Swede and Big D, and I heard the Swede down here, and Don was over here, and we were all three of us with separate parts of this fairway, and I heard Don go, what do I do? What's the penalty if I hit it into water? And somebody yelled, pull it out at point of entry, one stroke penalty. And then I hear Carter go, that's what she said. Next up, I heard Bud got caught peeing in Steve Bozell's pond. Might have happened. Wasey, Patrick, Shea, take it in a Rockies game in Denver. So everybody's talking to themselves. Back nine needs to go into the filth file. There's no question about that. Bungholio just gave us the punchline to a famous joke. One more and you have a golf course. Did I ever tell you the... here is Carla. Yvette, we are close, Yvette. I'm just up the road in Corvallis. So Yvette is in Oregon. Other subscriber-based podcasts I use have a separate app. It's scaled down for phones. Don't want to plug others, but I can tell you, if you'd like, you won't shake me anyhow. Other subscriber-based podcasts that you have use a separate app. Well, Melissa, I can tell you that if it is, it's one that they built themselves. There's a danger of viruses with those kinds of apps. I mean, I don't know. I know they're extremely expensive. And if you're talking about a subscriber-based podcast, I got to be honest with you, other than mine, I don't know too many where you're accessing the subscription content by way of an app. Now, you're right about this. Our daily podcast is free. So you could access the homepage and you could access the free podcast by way of an app, yes. But that would be the only thing you could access by way of an app. You could not get anything else because it all goes behind a paywall. Unless, of course, you know, if you're going to our archives, it's a paywall. If you go to SoundCloud, if you go to Podcast One, wherever... We have like 30 days worth of free shows, which we do. Yeah, you know, but we don't do that on our website. I don't know. I would tell you this. Any other website or any other podcast that is subscriber-based, there's no way that they have an app that you are accessing directly to that subscription material without A, having to log in, or B, those people have built their own app and somehow, you know, can afford it, which I, you know, knowing how expensive apps are, I'm not exactly sure how they would make that cost effective. And then C, you know, they're cutting they're cutting Apple in on the price. So I have to think it's B. They've built their own app and they've done it cut rate. There's a whole lot of sponsors and stuff on that thing. I don't know. To me, those things are real scary and very weird. But you know what, Melissa? We'll look into that. We will. Frank, I've been watching the U.S. Open top 10 golfers in the world are nowhere near the leaderboard. The top 10 golfers in the world, Frank? There you go. Wasey, August, haven't seen Christian on the BSP chat for some time now. Yeah, Allie's not here tonight. There's a lot of people that aren't here tonight. All right, let me get down here to where everybody's talking to themselves. Try choking down on the shaft, Frank says. Yep. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank app, subscriber and app. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank is a subscription podcast, and they have an app. Then they're doing it through ABC. Are they doing, is it their own or is it the ABC app? You know? Don't those cats work for ABC? If they work for ABC, then they're probably going through ABC's app. I guess the ABC is not going to develop an app for them. I mean, generally, they'll like iHeartMedia, there's one app for all their shows, you know. Matt Simpson, polish your shaft before each hole. Don McDonald, thank you, Michael. That's what I thought. Colt Luger, yes. That's the character I play in F is for Family. Andy, grabbing a hot dog on the turn. That's for the filth file. We got some golf terms here for the filth file. Grabbing a hot dog on the turn. Very good. Wacy. Anyone when Chris Norton got caught cheating but wanted her to forgive him because her father got him a tea time at Palos Verdes. Is that a real show? Michael Crosley, did you think of that line? So, Bryn, is Paul with us tonight? Oh, James is asking Bryn about Paul. I hope Paul's doing good, Bryn. Here is Rusty. Rusty Bryant. Rusty, where are you at, man? In Pensacola or someplace like that? Tiger sucks. And they're talking about Tiger Woods. Yeah, Tiger's having a hard time. Carla, Phil, I love how the word culo is making you laugh every time. The fucking word culo is the bomb. I'm telling you. It's like C-U-L-O, by the way, Carla. Culo. And I saw that in a movie with Ed Norton, and he's playing some convict, and he's being interrogated by these cops, and he gives them shit. So this one cop goes, I'm going to send you back, man. Will you take it in the culo? I mean, this dude was like, it was real jail shit, so naturally very funny. Sue, hi from OC. I'm seeing chat window only, no live feed, dang tablet. There we go again with that goddamn tablet, Sue. God damn it, seriously? We just corrected that, man. I thought we just had, I thought I just talked to Shane about that shit. Right? No? James Cobman, Bryn, great to hear Paul's doing well. Yes, he is. Carla, thanks, Rusty. Rusty, Ocala, pretty forgettable. Culo, says August. Don McDonald, Phil, great pre-show rants this week. Well, thank you. Probably, I'm glad you like them. I really do. Sue, hi from OC. So she's got a problem there. Sue is having a problem in Orange County with her goddamn tablet. What is wrong? I got an iPhone, man. What's the difference between an iPhone and a tablet in terms of its ability to pull a website in, you know? Here is the website. And also, we got the chat window in this thing. In fact, there's the chat window. And obviously, you know, at the same time, I get the video. I don't know, man. I will tell you this. Since I decided to go all digital all the time, I've learned more and more and more and more and more and more about, you know, devices and about bandwidth and about delivery platforms and this, that, and some other shit. And I do know this, and this is true. For a generation raised on radio, for a generation raised on the immediacy of radio and the immediacy of television, if you come to the internet, if you come to a digital platform with the same expectations that we all had with radio and TV, and I'm not saying you're wrong, I agree with you, you're quickly very bitterly disappointed, because Wi-Fi and the digital medium is nowhere near as fucking responsive as radio and TV, as the immediacy of a broadcast signal. It's nowhere near. So when you tell the wonks and the techno geeks that are in the digital world, when you tell them that, this is their defense. Well, but you know, our shit is far more, we can do a lot more. And they know they're wrong, and they know they got their heads in their asses, but they have to say something to make themselves sound cool, because after all, it is the digital world, and it's got to be cooler than the fucking broadcast world, right? Well, no, it ain't. Not yet. So I say to any and all dorks, wonks, And also the people that I love very much, like my guys, Shane, Joe, all the cats that I know, you guys probably know better than any, that until this medium begins to deliver the way the broadcast medium does, immediate, error-free for the most part, a quality signal, all that good shit, all it is a bunch of this. You know, and it's cool and it's bitching, but it ain't shit, man. It's just never going to be shit, which is really amazing because right now broadcasting is giving it away to you. All of you here in digital land, the broadcast medium is so fucked up, it's just handing you the fucking farm. Handing you the farm. See, people always talk about how radio was never ready for digital or TV was never ready for digital. They didn't know how to monetize this and that. Well, the flip side of that is digital doesn't know how to fucking monetize all the new traffic it's getting from broadcast, TV, radio, etc. Doesn't know the first goddamn thing what it's doing. Can't make nickel fucking one out of all the goddamn business that's been dropped in your fucking laps. So if I sound a little impatient, I am. We would never, in the broadcast world, when I worked in radio, when I worked in the immediacy of that media, we would never put up for 5 seconds with the shit that we got to put up with here. I do here because this is my business now. But if we were experiencing the technical difficulties in broadcast that I experience every fucking day, or any other podcaster or netcaster experiences every fucking day with digital, we'd kill somebody. We'd kill somebody. But we've put our, you know, we've sort of cast our fate to the wind and we've given our business to you guys. And every chance we get, we try to kick you in the fucking ass and get you motherfuckers up to speed, you know, when it comes to delivering. Because you can talk all you want about delivering product, but unless you're actually delivering product, you ain't doing shit. You're just sitting there and telling everybody all the groovy shit you know how to do with, I don't know, website design. Now, again, I'm not talking to my guys, lean, mean, creative machine, beautiful people. You guys are about as good as it gets. And I've been with a lot of developers. So my guys are as good as it gets. And that's why I say, without giving too much more of a speech here, Melissa, if it's worth my while to get an app, we're going to do it. Right now, I'm looking at Guy Fieri. Is that his name? He's barbecuing fucking octopus. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
All right, let's move on down the line. Let's take a look at some other people here. Cody, Matt Stimson, I know they'll lose tonight. They blew it last night. They must be talking about baseball. Bung Holio. Here's Garrick Dirkmast. Rusty, my sister lives in rural Idaho, and her home internet is literally on a minutes per month plan like AOL was 20 years ago. Jesus Christ. Rusty, A-Rod retired. I can go back to being a Yankees fan. Conan Bungholio, is that before or after the can hang? Michael Crosley, Cody, and the Bucks blew their 23rd game in the ninth. Everybody's talking baseball now. Cody Elms, Melissa, that'd be good, but I can see the panel getting on Phil about it too. Probably the only time they would agree with Ted. Rusty Bryant, we're going to be there in about 10 years, Phil. We need to get rubes like me off 5MB DSL first and get some GD internet infrastructure in this country first. Yeah, you know, man, I'm Bryn, I miss baseball down here. Bryn says they got baseball in Australia. They got a lot of baseball in Australia, I thought. Marty, I also love the pre-show rants and Phil only shows. It makes me realize I'm not alone trying to figure out our current political shit show. Love your takes on it. Here's what I'm thinking of doing, Marty. I'm going to do an extra hour of political content every day, okay, and make that a separate subscription model. What do you think? I know what you're saying. Well, no one will buy it. Oh, I want to fuck it. I'm not saying that I'm going to increase the price of the current subscription. No fucking way. I'm saying we add a new subscription level And what you get for that is a daily hour-long rant on politics and culture. Now, I can hear what people are saying right now. I wouldn't pay for that shit and all with all the money in the world. However, there just may be one person. Would that be worth it, just one person? Probably not. Bungholio, the LaRouve maneuver. Matt Stimpson, A's just took the lead on the Yankees. James Kaufman, Carla, have a good week. What, is Carla leaving us? Bryn McLaughlin, Sue, and OC, if you have a smartphone, try watching the video feed on the phone with your phone's network and keep this window open on your PC. That's how I did it. What the fuck? That is so fucked up. What do you guys have that you're not able to get this? Why are we not coming in on iPads? I must know. All right, I'm going to send an email. No, actually, I'm going to send a text. What is this? Thought you might be driving to your audition when I called you. I'm sorry I interrupted your mental space beforehand. How did it go? I'm going to have to give Maria the bad news. And it sucked, and I was so... so confident going in. I just didn't get settled in like a batter in the batting box. Now, what do I want to dinner? Chicken and Napa cabbage salad, smoked trout and asparagus salad, masala spiced. I think smoked trout sounds pretty fucking good. That's the blue apron that I've got. There we go. Okay, well. Melissa, this should be a bit. Have Ted Bell call in and complain about trivial shit he can't see or hear on the website, and it's hurting his business. He wants sponsorship money back. I like that, Melissa. All right, moving down the line here. Garrett Dirkmont, wait, further down the line. Marty, I'd be happy to pay extra to listen to your, Conan, all the way to the FBI. Rusty Bryant, Phil talking to Maria makes my heart happy. What happened to that? God damn. Thank you, Cody. Don McDonald, yes to that, Rusty. I know Phil has Trump fans, and I respect their opinions, but love Phil's hobby. What? But love Phil's hobby. Anyway, Cody Elm, a bucket of fuck it, says... Cody Elm says to Reggie, a bucket of fuck it. Matt Stimpson, politics are going to get you a stroke, Phil. Just stop watching the news. You're right. You're right. Frank, best of wishes to Maria on her hip surgery. Thank you, Frank. It's coming up on Tuesday, man. August, I'll pay for the political rant. I'm a Trump voter, but not a follower of anyone. I like to hear everyone's bitching, especially yours. Thank you very much, August. You're one of the good people. You're one of the people that makes the world go around, man. People that like Trump, but will listen to me. That'll save the world, you know. Anyway, Bryn, Phil, are you getting out of the retail business? If not, I'd buy a mouse pad. Since you're all digital now, it might not be a bad idea. No, we're not. You mean out of the merchandise business? No, we're not. But we're kind of in a second-generation creative mode with it, Ben. That was Ben, not Bryn. Okay, brother, that sounds good. We will. We'll get a mouse pad. That would be a good seller. I think it would be. I think the days of coffee cups and baseball caps, you know, but mouse pads. Wasey, ultimate Phil Hendry show quiz. Phil, please. What's that? I don't have a problem with Trump voters. Vote for whoever you want. Just vote, damn it. Rusty Bryant says. I agree with that, man. Frank, best of wishes to Moran or hip surgery. Thank you, Frank. Got that, Reggie, a bucket of fuck it. Matt Simpson, politics are going to give you a stroke, Phil. Just stop watching the news. Maybe start a new hobby like quilting some shit. How do you quilt? What's so good about quilting? What about, does it make like wool shit? I mean, how about if I sew? What if I made like a shirt? What if I made suits? I got a great idea, Matt. What if I started Suits by Phil, and it was me at a sewing machine making suits, making jackets, pants. Yes, it's the Phil Hendry suit. You know, what if it became, what if I went into this business and it would blow you guys away? You'd be, yeah, Phil's this fucking goofy ass weird motherfucker. Well, guess what? What? Does he make the Phil Hendry suit? Well, his name's Phil Hendry. Why? Well, there's a Phil Hendry suit out. It's made of silk and it's selling like a son of a bitch. What the fuck? I'm telling you. And so you guys pick the newspaper up. The Phil Hendry suit is just a smash hit. It's $3,000 a suit. I'm kidding. But I'd give it away. I'd give it away much. I wouldn't give it away, but it'd be much less here. Are you kidding me, man? That's the guy you listen to. Yeah. He makes fucking suits now, man. Bullshit. Well, what do you call that, man? There's the newspaper. Look at that. Pinstripe, Italian silk, you know, tweeds, shit. What? You know. Don McDonald, yes to that, Rusty. I know Phil has Trump fans, and I respect their opinion, but love Phil's viewpoint on our current president. Reggie says, Cody Elms, that last plan comes with a six-pack of fuck-it beer. All right, I think I've caught up on you guys. the Hendry suit, Melissa says. I think it'd be a great idea. Here's Garrett. I keep wanting to read your poster. Garrett Dirkmont, I want the single to My Dad. What? My Dad Was a Miner, But Also Was a Miner. Remember that? My dad was a M-I-N-E-R, but also an M-I-N-O-R. Or my dad was an M-I-N-O-R and also an M-I-N-E-R. You see how psycho shit is? Wasey, his suit will be made by Peenemann Enterprises. That's it. Bryn, Hendry's suit even better than a nudie suit. Hey, you know what, Wasey? That's not a bad idea, man. So Bernie says he wants a Hendry zoot suit with the pegged fucking legs and the hat. You're Roger. I'm going to have to find, hold on for a minute. Now I got to look up a zoot suit. when is this, man? You know what I forgot to do? I'm always forgetting to do the goddamn, I can't believe, I'm always forgetting to roll the goddamn Audacity in this motherfucker. Okay, here we go. Look at this. The zoot suit, I'm not so sure that I get it. However, it was super, 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 super neighborhoody, you know. Let me see here. But the zoot suits, now here we have, well, where'd you go, man? This is a fucking, where is the view image? See, these are zoot suits. That's a serviceman there. This is Los Angeles, no question. Just ahead of the zoot suit riots. Do you guys ever hear the zoot suit riots? The zoot suit riots took place in the 40s here in Los Angeles. This was a play in LA. Look at this, it's still being mounted. 2017 zoot suit at the Center Group Theater. I don't know where that is. There you go, baby, huh? Yeah. Look at that fucking thing, man. Give me a break, Jack. I wish I could get more of a look on this thing, man. What is the deal here, dude? Wait a minute. God damn it. Is this view the page? I don't want to view the fucking page. That's it, you know. Anyway, you get the general goddamn idea. Zoot suits. The zoot suit thing, you might want to read about it. It's a very interesting story. There were riots here in Los Angeles in the 40s. And they weren't even really riots. They were fights between zoot suiters and military personnel that were shipping through Los Angeles to the Pacific during World War II. And it was simply a matter of these Midwestern and Southern dudes coming into town and seeing all these Chicano dudes in their zoot suits and thinking, God damn, I'm going off to fight the goddamn Japs. These motherfuckers are shooting pool, wearing big-ass hats and shit, all the things I want to do. Well, and so all these fights broke out, and it was a bunch of shit. August, I learned about those riots from American Dad. I hope you learned the right shit, man. Phil, why don't you write a song? Why don't you write a sticky note to remember Audacity? No shit. What is my problem, man? It cost me a fucking hour every goddamn Saturday. I forget to do that. Colby Jack here, but just now checking in. Colby, how you doing, man? We missed you. I guess. No, we did. We did. I know I did. No thanks to the politics rants. I hate politics. I love quality entertainment. That's what Phil delivers best. All right, man. Rusty Bryant, it could be a separate subscription thing. Well, that's what we're talking about, Colby. It's a separate price. So if you want it, you got it. If you don't want it, you don't got it. See? You want it, you got it. You don't want it, you don't got it. All right? There you go. That's the way I got it figured, because I can't quite figure it. And then I thought I was talking to Shane and a bunch of guys. I said, well, you know what? That's what subscription levels are for, you know, where you can deliver different things to different members of your audience. We'll see. Wasey is talking about American Me. What are you talking about, Wasey? Baker, Phil, I got a question for Lloyd Bonafide, please. Lloyd, I salute you and thank you for your service. Are you still performing your cross guard duties for the local elementary school? Don't let anyone throw you the bone. Much respect to you, Baker and Bozeman. Lloyd?
You know, people want me to talk, but I'm retired.
Oh. Is that it? That's all you want to say?
That's all I got.
All right, man. Cody, sign me up for Phil for the Phil Hendry Fuck It subscription. That's a good name for it, man. Tell you what, I'll cut you in on that one, Cody. How do you want the credits to read? Invented by Phil Hendry? No. James Kaufman, a PH suit. Is that a dial-up phone in your pocket? Or are you just glad to see me? Hello. Baker and Bozeman, Bruce Vaught, have you used the Shazam app on your phone? It should tell you the details on that song for you, bud. Rusty Bryant, it would be a separate subscription. Yeah, that's what we were telling Colby that, because he checked in, and Colby said, you what? You want to do what? Garrett, what tier level do we get to meet Major Elvis Newton? That's not bad. You know, we should have like a tier level where we have a character dinner, you know? Now that's... And I get up at a lectern and I just do my fucking act for just you cats that are there at dinner. You know, like once a week, we'll have a subscription tier level. Once a week, we have a dinner at like the Derby in Arcadia, California, which is a really cool steakhouse. But you've got to fly your ass in here. Nah, that's ridiculous. Why would you do that? Why would you pay extra to have to fly your ass? No, we got to think of something better. Baker and Bozeman, Phil, Mexican mule tonight. Let me know if you'd like my recipe for kick-ass margaritas. Whoa, yeah. I am having a Mexican mule tonight. And by the way, let me show you this new ginger beer that I've got, or that I've discovered. This will probably be. Have you guys seen this ginger beer? Q. See this? This shit is fantastic. It's only 60 calories. It's way sharper, a lot less sugary than the Stoli. Man, I love this stuff. This shit is where it's at. See, ginger beer should have a real, like, ideally, if you are inhaling over the bubbles of ginger beer, you should strangle to death. You're dead, but you know that it's, you know, that was good ginger beer, and you fall out, you know? I would fly my own ass in, says Garrett. August, Bruce Vaught, Shazam, I can't read this, man. Was or wasn't a movie? Oh, yeah, it was with Shaquille O'Neal. I know that, man. Okay, there he is. Rusty Bryant, what is it, like $8 for a 4-pack? This shit? No, fuck no, man. This stuff's, I don't know, $3, $4. It's delicious. And if you're into Mexican mules, as I am. Now, I like Mexican mules so much that I'm down to drinking them like once a week. That's it. Because any more than that, I begin to, I see things. And more than that, I invent things. And more than that, I actually create them. They actually come to life and terrorize whole cities. August, Shazam was a movie. Cody Elms, a character dinner reminds me of a dinner for schmucks. Garrett Dirkmott, I would go to that dinner. Andy, random old favorite, but Jim Rome filling in for Phil, doing all the voices the same. Hey, Romy, thanks for the vine. I remember that. King Phil, Mexican mule tonight? Yeah, okay. So that's my brother Baker there in... where's Yvette? Is Yvette leaving? How did I miss Yvette? Yvette, good night. Thank you for the kind words. Yvette, where are you going? That's it? That's all I get to talk to you? Yvette, let us know if there's anything we can do. Let us know if there's anything you want, the Phil Hendry Show will deliver, okay? Seriously, do you want to take a little trip to Los Angeles? Do you want to stay on the beach for a few days? It's on us. You let me know, all right? I mean that. Do you want to, I don't know, whatever you want to do. Let me get, I'm going to get Jane on it, and we're going to be in touch with you, Yvette. Don't you worry, you don't have to do a thing. We'll be in touch with you. We'll find out what you need, and we'll take care of you, okay? Because that's kind of how we want this thing to be, you know? Not that I'm, you know, not, I don't want you guys faking shit. You know, I don't want you calling me up and saying, hey, Phil, it just so happens my uncle, you know, but... Yeah, August, it's called Q, with a capital Q. And I'm here to tell you, brother, it is good. What the fuck happened to Allie tonight, man? Is she just, she's sick and tired of the whole thing? Okay, Cody, goodbye, buddy. I got a week off left before I start my new job, so I got to sneak into my current work and steal a bunch of shit. Good idea. Oh, my God, Phil, you're a part of the Mandela effect. There was no Shazam movie, yet everyone thinks... Well, what was the movie with fucking... what was the movie with Shaquille O'Neal, man? What was the movie he did with all the cartoon characters? That's what I thought it was. Am I wrong or am I right? Okay, Yvette, goodbye. Andy says good luck. Poor Yvette. Man, I feel bad about that. Here's a pic of Aussie Paul with me. Okay, Bryn, let me see here. Bryn just sent us a picture of her and Aussie Paul.
Well, let me just see now, my dear.
Oh, my God. Oh, here she is. Here we go. Well, you guys are looking good, man. Aren't you the cutest little people? And Paul doesn't look any worse for the wear. He's looking good there, man. So let me ask you, Alexis, how's he feeling now? So he had a liver problem or something? Or, yeah, liver. There they are. And you guys are in Australia right now? Well, you wish him the very best from us. And I'm glad that he's healthy.
Because, you know, dear, you must have your health. You've got to have your health. There's no way on earth that you can't have your health. I'm Bob Wishbat.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
All right, man. James Cupp and Bernie preach. Marty, is there a way to turn off auto-scroll with iPad? Kind of hard to keep up. You guys with iPad, I swear to Christ, I would not own a fucking iPad based strictly on the experience of our BSPs that I've been hearing about. I mean, I could be messing this up, but from what I understand you guys experiencing... The BSPs on iPad? Forget it. It's a piece of shit, man. Here's August saying, Bobby Dooley goes like hell. She sure does, man, out there in Butner Lake, man.
I go like hell, all right? And, okay?
Kidney bum. That's right. A kidney and in Perth. Okay, Bryn. Blessings to you, darling. Make sure he drinks water. I'm kidding. I bet you he gets that all the time, right?
Oh, you have a kidney problem? Drink water.
All right. We got Bernie G talking to Wasey. Haven't seen him. Melissa, glad to have an Android Galaxy 57 Plus. God damn. What is that, girl? What is with this fucking thing? Christ almighty. Wasey, Bernie G, you just ain't been looking. Conan, Bruce Vaught, Surf Rider by the Lively Ones from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. Is that where that's from? I've got that track. I love that song, and I forgot. It is. There's all kinds of shit. If you look into the history of surf music, there's all kinds of shit. There's a group called the Sentinels from San Luis Obispo, and they did that tune, Latatina, and their drummer was the dude that eventually went on to be the drummer for Jefferson Starship and the Turtles, John Barbata. You know, sue me. I don't know. I just know these things. Jeff, no real effect on the liver, but good for your miserable, sick fucking heart. What are you talking about, man? What do you mean, man? Phil, I need the name of that nice surf song for Monday. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Bruce. Surf Rider? Are you sure? Dude, there's a million fucking surf tunes I got. I got more fucking surf songs. Hold on for a minute, man. I mean, it could be Surf Rider. It could be, I played Ripped. I mean, Surfing Day, Surf Poem. I mean, we had a shit potload of good songs. Here is Surf Rider. That one. That's the one from Pulp Fiction. But here's Surfing Day. There's one that's got great vocals of yours. Wait a minute. Here's the one that I love, Tumbling Spice. This is the C'est la Vie's. That shit's the best. Yeah, the C'est la Vie's, August, that's it. Oh, it's the instrumental, Bruce? Okay, Bruce, then it is probably... I got a shit pot load of instrumentals, oh man, but it is probably Surf Rider. I got two files that I keep. One is... There's a bunch of cool-ass surf songs that I got. This is Dwayne Stomp. Dwayne Stomp. No, Dwayne Stomp. But this probably isn't it. This is called King Bee Surf. Come on, motherfucker. This is a band called, The Replicant, something. Oh, the Reluctant Aquanauts is the name of this tune. What's the name of the band? Here's one called Quentin. I don't know this band. I'm kind of a surf music fan, and it's interesting how this genre just keeps going, even though it isn't really... Surf music isn't anything all that fucking great. It's just, I like it. I don't know, for some reason, I'm weird. Call me weird. Oh, there's a tune that I really love called Watery Grave. Where is it here? Okay. Oh, here it is. This is a song called Watery Grave from Los Cobras. would suggest this summer you get into surf music, you promote surf music, promote a surf music festival near you. And you know, if you know anybody that manages a bar, you know, hey, let's have a surf music night. You know, they'll look at you funny, but hey, I bet you anything it'd be worth it. It'd be a pretty good ladies' night, you know. Wait a minute, man. Here's my favorite. This is the tune I was telling you about. This is the Sentinels from San Luis Obispo. Latinina. From an album called Big Surf. Is that you, Thunder?